Is your fixed income truly fixed income? Does it provide diversification, income, and risk management for your clients? At MFS, we help advisors deliver these essentials. We call it essential fixed income. Find out more at mfs.com/fixed income.
Something very, very special for you on this Monday. You are going to meet a gentleman who has opened the entire interior of his home. This year, his Christmas tree and holiday festival open house is just going on again. It's been there forever, it seems. And also, there's somebody from the Windsor Food Bank who is in our studio as well. And she is going to be getting some help from George Saponara. And George, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad.
And speak right up, speak right up. When I first read about you, I said, you're kidding me. I said, somebody doing this how many years now? And you live at 234 Kenswick Lane. And, of course, Windsor's
Ballymead.
Ballymead, and this is where you have, and I've got pictures here. And George, this is incredible. When did you decide to do something like this for the people?
About 7 years ago. I had been doing it for friends and neighbors, and it just came to me that might as well open my house to everybody and try to raise some money for a good charity.
And, of course, we have that lady.
We certainly do.
Right here. And how are you, Ann? Ann Walsh.
I'm doing very well, thank you, Brad.
Here you are. You know something? You have no idea. I love this, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are not that many people around that are like you or like George. Now, when did you start all this, George? How many years ago?
I've been collecting for many, many years. It goes back to the old G. Fox & Company in downtown Hartford. That was one of my favorite stores, and I started purchasing things there and then have added over the years. And every year there's something new. I wait for the Christmas sales after Christmas.
Naturally,
yes,
we all do.
So my dollar goes farther, and I keep buying.
So, and I'm looking at these pictures now. How many years did you say this is now? This is what?
About 6 or 7 for the public.
For the public. And they come in. When do they come? How is this? Is this on the 3 Saturdays and Sundays? How does it work?
First 3 Saturdays and Sundays of December, starting with December 1st.
December 1st, the 3 Saturdays and Sundays,
yes,
in December. They can come in. And what is the
1
time?
1 to 5 p.m.
1 to 5.
Yes, but I've had people stay a little bit later.
This is, you know, when I'm looking, and you folks that have been there, what are some of the reactions? What are some of the reactions when they walk into this house? I mean, I'm looking at these gorgeous, gorgeous pictures with trees you got and everything else.
People are amazed at how many things I've collected over the years and also how many things I have. Some of the items are very special and unusual, and you don't see them in most Christmas displays. I have these beautiful Lynn Haney Santas that are made in Texas, and they're really extraordinary, and people love to see those. I have Anna Lee dolls. A lot of people collect Anna Lee. They're made in New Hampshire, and Buyer's Choice and many other collectibles. So it's a real joy to have people come through, especially when they bring their children, and to see the faces of the kids as they look around the house.
Well, you know, just sitting here beside you, I can see how happy you are already with a smile and everything and the pictures that you brought with you. My God, look at this. Oh, and when they walk in there, they must just wonder, how long does it take you? When do you start to set this up in your house?
I start early September. I gave away all of my Halloween decorations to my relatives because I don't have time for them. The Christmas decorations take a long, long time. I do everything myself. I don't have any outside help except for my cleaning lady. She brings things up from the basement or helps me bring furniture down.
You put everything?
Everything is done by me.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
And you start, when did you say?
Early September.
Okay. Now, people listening to this program today, all right? I can give them the address and everything,
right? That's
fine.
Right? Yes, definitely.
Okay. If you want to visit, it's 234 Keswick Lane in Windsor's...
Ballymead. Condo community.
It's the condo.
Yep.
And it's called Christmas Tree and Holiday Festival Open House. And the first three Saturdays, all right, in December, beginning December 1st, and on the Sundays in December. And what, now, George, I just want to ask you, because I've got Ann Walsh here as well from the Windsor Food Bank. And by the way, I want you to know that I am very familiar with the Windsor Food Bank.
You are?
Oh, yes. And what you have done, it's amazing.
It is, really, really is amazing. And the amount of volunteers that we have and everything.
Now,
and the number of families.
How did you tie in with George? How did that happen?
George called a few weeks ago and said he would like to do his home this year for a charity. And he wanted to use Windsor Food and Fuel Bank for his charity. And of course, we jumped on that wagon very quickly. So we are thrilled that he will be doing this for us.
Well, how does this, isn't this something? So how is this going to work now? Explain, this is something brand new, right?
Not really brand new, but it's...
I mean, as far as this in your house, or have you done it before in the
house? No, it's been done in my house.
Oh, it has?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. I opened my house for the public about 6 or 7 years now.
So that's so you just added the Windsor Food Bank.
That's right. That's the charity.
And this is the first year?
This is the first year for the Windsor Food and Fuel Bank.
Okay.
He did do another charity at some other points in time over the years, but this is the first time for Windsor Food and Fuel. And the way it's going to work is everyone that would come to visit could either make a monetary donation or bring an item for the food bank.
Wow.
And that's why we were so thrilled, because he does have a big draw coming to his house. I personally have seen his home, and if you like the Athenaeum, you'll like this a lot better, because it's a personal home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and the things that are in it go way back to the 20s. He's got carousels. He's got so many things. It's just a perfect way to start your season.
Okay, I want to make sure that you folks now that listen to us in the morning, all right, get the address. It is 234 Keswick Lane, all right, Windsor Ballymead, and it is the Christmas Tree and Holiday Festival Open House, and it starts on December the first day in December, okay, the first three Saturdays and Sundays of December. This is just magnificent, what you're doing. Now, do people have to call and make reservations?
No.
They don't?
No, not at all. They just show up, I open my door, welcome them in, and then give them a tour of the house. They can stay as long as they like. It's just a joy to talk to them and share my memories of past Christmases and hear about how they do Christmas.
Well, George, this is fabulous. And then you have your friend here, Ann. I can understand, Ann, why you are so excited. This is the first time that...
For the food bank,
yes. Where'd you get the motivation to do that, too?
I live in Windsor, and I want to give back my good fortune and help other people in my town.
Wow. Boy, that's fabulous. Just fabulous. Now, how many folks do you serve in the food bank? I'm familiar with food banks all over.
I know.
And I just wondered how many you serve at yours.
This past year, we have served 2,600 households. And we have mobile food bank. We have pickups on Thursdays. We serve, we started last year with backpacks for kids that are in need, and the backpacks go home every Friday, numerous volunteers for that, and that has exploded. Here we are. Nearly 1,000 bags of groceries distributed to senior citizens last year.
Senior citizens?
Senior citizens.
Wow.
We have a day a month that they can come and pick out what they need, but again, they have to be certified as far as finances and so on and so forth, and in need of the food bank.
Of course.
But they can come in and get these extra things. 3,455 backpacks with food for children. That was all grammar school. Now we're looking at the high school and the junior high to send home backpacks because so many kids are food deficient on weekends.
You know, I did one of my programs 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
We were raising, you know, we just had the big fundraiser that we do every year.
Yeah.
That I do down in the center of town and in Hartford.
Yep.
And again, it was fabulous. And we do it for a whole week. And I was amazed at the young people that are food deprived.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I looked at some of the scripts and I couldn't believe it. But then I saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
It
is amazing. And we think, oh, when unemployment isn't very high it's not a high priority rate, but there is still an awful lot of single parents, people that still have problems, lost a job, this, that, or the next thing, illness. And those kids have been forgotten for years, but up until the last 5 years with backpack programs, we have found the big difference between having food and their relationships as far as school would be concerned and their learning processes. We're finding now that they are getting a better education because they aren't as tired, they aren't as
absolutely
wandery or anything else. So,
well, again, not too many Georges
around. No, not in this day and age.
That's a powerful name, George. That really, really is. And when did you have? When did you get this gut feeling, this inspiration, to do something like this? Because this is unique. This in the pictures that my listeners are going to be seeing when they go there, and I know that you're going to have you get a crowd anyway, but I think it's wonderful that you wanted to come on the program so that we could get more.
Yes, definitely.
So when, again, you have already started decorating.
Oh, right? I'm done.
You're all done?
I've been done for several weeks now, yes.
No kidding.
Yes. Oh, I work fast.
But when did you have this great urge to do something like this? How many years ago?
A number of years ago. As I said before, I did it for friends and neighbors and family, of course. And then the idea of raising money from it for charity came to me. And that's been the real joy.
Well, again, my dear friends, let me just give you 234 Kenswick Lane in Windsor's Ballymead. And again, the Christmas tree and holiday festival open house, and it begins on this Saturday. It starts, and it is, again, Saturdays and Sundays in December. And just enjoy it. This is going to be, I really can't. I'm so impressed, George, by this. I didn't realize, you know, I knew that you were coming in, special folks were coming in this morning, but I never realized it was such a driving force that said, go on down and do this program?
Well, I know your reputation, Brad. You've been on radio for many, many years, and you do wonderful things, and I thought this would be a good way to promote the event, to get more people to come, and hopefully to raise as much money and food as possible for food for the Windsor Food and Fuel Bank.
Well, thank you so much. I'm honored. I really, really am. Really am. Really am honored. So again, my friends, I hope you have a good time, and I know you will. 234 Keswick Lane in Windsor's Ballymead, and the Christmas Tree and Holiday Fair open house begins this Saturday. This Saturday. And all I can say is God bless you all.
I'm Jennifer.